Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale is here courtesy of his website, flamingfreedom.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Gene is on the line, the Christian anarchist calling from Tennessee. Gene, you're calling to explain to us one of the reasons why you believe in what you believe, a Christian particular set of beliefs. And I thought it was interesting how you came about to this conclusion, and that is that you are essentially engaging in what sounds like witchcraft. You were talking about being at a seance where they had a table that was raising up on its own, allegedly, and you believe this with, you know, all your heart. This was a big moment for you, and that you would ask questions of the supposed spirit or whatever it was that was levitating the table, and that the table would be then, I guess, set on the floor for a brief moment to answer the question. Was it one tap for yes, two for no? What was the deal?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. But it wasn't one seance. We did this several times.
Multiple times. You were around, what, 12 or 13 years old. Would this be something that is appropriate for you to do today as a Christian?
No, I would not do this at all. I would no longer participate in such a thing because I don't believe that this ties you into the correct spiritual mindset. I think that this is the evil mindset. This is the mindset that gives us government. So government is part of the witchcraft mindset, and certainly a séance is part of that as well.
Now, why do you make that statement? Is it because you believe that you were in touch with evil beings in this particular process?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Why could it be good beings?
It could be, I suppose.
I guess because of my belief in Christianity, I don't believe that those are good beings. That was an eye-opening experience for me that later on, when I heard the fine points of Christianity, because I'd gone to church my whole life, but that didn't mean I was a Christian. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what Christianity was because the church does a lousy job at teaching Christianity. So when I finally did hear the true message of Jesus, then I became a believer, and these other experiences that I had as a younger man started to fall into play, and they started to make sense to me.
Did you ever do any things like Ouija boards, or was it just the table thing?
I had tried a Ouija board, but never had much experience, never had much success with it. No.
Now, you said that sometimes you would sit and chant in order to get the table to levitate, and sometimes you would just chant for a long time and nothing would happen. Of all the times that you did this, how many times did you have tables levitating versus not?
Probably 50% of the time, and I suppose that the entire time we were doing this, I probably participated in it maybe 8 times. So I probably witnessed tables levitating 4 times out of those 8.
How long would this session usually go on? I mean, once you actually got the table levitating, at that point you said that questions would be asked, yes or no style questions. Obviously, you know, if you have some level of belief in this, the Ouija board is always a question because there are people touching it. But with the table, you're saying it's the end of the table that no one is sitting at. It's a card table, so there's 4 sides to the table, and 3 would sit around the table. And so the end that no one, at which no one was sitting would be the one that is moving, whereas with a Ouija board, everybody's touching the object that is moving. But clearly you're restricted by what sorts of questions you can ask. How long would the interactions go on?
It was differing lengths of time. It was basically we believed that it was as long as the spirit wanted to talk to us, and then they would be gone. Now, everybody did have their hands on the top of the table with their fingers in a position where, you know, it's like you're touching the top of the table.
Your entire hand was on the top of the table?
Just fingertips. Now,
and your thumb, would your thumb be beneath the table?
No.
Okay.
But obviously the person who's at the end opposite the empty table, I mean the empty chair, he obviously could push down on the table and pull it back towards him and make it appear that the other end was in the air. So there is that type of fraud that could take place. Mm. However, when you have permission from the spirit to take your hands off the table, and everybody takes their hands off the table, there is no longer any reason for that table to stay in the air.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in the position that was opposite the empty chair?
I believe I was, but, you know, I can't recall for sure.
Yeah.
But I believe, yes, I was.
It would seem like, you know, these, you know, some of the facts would get blurry over time and things
sure.
like this. But
they're definitely blurry.
I wonder too. Like, if did you have parents that wanted you very much to share their religious beliefs and have a desire for you to believe a certain thing?
Well, no, because you know, my mother was Lutheran by background. We used to go to a Lutheran church. Why in the world would she be involved in this kind of satanic ritual stuff?
I'm sure she didn't call it satanic. They were just.
I thought he said she was involved, though.
Yeah, she was. But okay. I mean, why would that be used to try and influence me to believe in Christ? You know, it doesn't make sense.
There was no.
It does make sense because it did.
But that wasn't an overt message necessarily, right? I mean, that wasn't.
Well,
even
it did,
though. I mean, that, like you said, you know, this made you believe in an afterlife, and now you're prone.
Yeah, but it didn't
from
directly
on to
make
be
me
more receptive to religion in general.
It didn't directly turn me into a Christian, though. I became a Christian many years later when I heard the true message, and I could have just as easily have fallen into the black magic cult. I could have been a cultist all my life by now. So it could easily have backfired. It would not make sense to use that as a missionary tool, so to speak.
Very interesting, Gene. I mean, I can't, like my compatriots here, I can't deny your experience. I think some people have some very powerful.
The thing again is, maybe she wanted you to believe in the supernatural. Maybe, you know, that might have been, I don't know.
Well, I mean, whether she did or not, whatever her intentions were, if the story is as Gene is recalling it, and that is that everybody removed their hands from the table, there would have to be some sort of elaborate ruse going on here.
Yeah.
And you said you were allowed to inspect things as it was even being levitated.
Not only that, we set it up ourselves in the cabin in the woods. I mean, my mother's boyfriend had a cabin in the woods in Minnesota, and we did it one weekend up there in the cabin, just the three of us. So all it is a card table sitting in the middle of the room.
Well,
now, it would have to be rigged up with some very fancy machinery to make that thing levitate.
It would sound like, yeah. Especially if somebody sits on the table, as you described.
Well, that's kind of the old style thing about levitating tables, is there's like this wrist attachment thing that, you know, that the guy who does it is kind of doing. Now, you know, the idea that parents might be playing with you to some extent. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, parents do this. Take for instance, the Santa Claus myth. I mean, or
if you don't actually see someone come down the chimney, typically with Santa Claus.
But you see the guy, and, like, you know, you get taken to see the guy beforehand. You get the president's.
I'm going to tell you guys my Ouija board experience after.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
I mean, these are just things that people will do.
I would just like to say one more thing, and that is, I do tend to lean towards science. I'm a scientific-minded person. I worked with the Nevada Terawatt Facility in Reno, Nevada, and I understand a bit about science. And even as a young man, I was interested in science. And we tried to analyze this table levitating thing, even right after the experience, when we were driving back from the event. We were saying, well, maybe it's magnetic field that they're using to lift the table, or maybe it's this or that. We tried to analyze every possible situation, and we could come up with no explanation. So
I will say this, the whole, like, because you don't know how something happens does not make it, like, I actually hate the word supernatural in the most contexts. Because anything that happens is natural. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's supernatural.
It's a good point.
There's science out there that we can't even begin to wrap our heads around. I mean,
I've had other things happen too. You know, where I felt that something was going to happen, that, you know, the chances of it occurring were zero, you know, a million to one. And
oh yeah, there are some really uncanny experiences.
I mean, even if there's afterlife, then it's a natural thing. That if there are spirits going around and they're at this,
perhaps unknown, unexplored would be a better way to put that.
The term supernatural bugs me. It's not unnatural. It's just you don't understand it yet. You might not for generations.
An ununderstood or non-understood natural phenomenon. How about that?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thoughts and very intriguing. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Dale's Ouija board experience. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And on the website, you'll find different things like that, all for free, like our mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com. And you can access our streams quickly, as well as the podcast there, m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Sickle CAI does collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They do it in a fashion that's respectful to the people that you that they're contacting, that you've given to them. They know that you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep your clients, too. It's Sickle CAI. You can see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line as we continue here. We've kind of gotten off into a subject, and we can come back to this whole dancing at the Jefferson Memorial in a little bit if we want to, but we've gone off on the subject of witchcraft, and Gene the Christian Anarchist called in to say that when he was a teenager, he experienced something that was very persuasive to him, and that is this table levitation. Whether it was a trick or not, certainly those who are of a skeptical mindset would believe that it absolutely was trickery. But Gene was convinced. He believes that, you know, he inspected this table, and he believes that the people that were there were not in on something, and that even if they were, that it would have been incredibly difficult to pull off with the setup that they had with this levitating table, ostensibly used to connect to so-called spirits so the spirits could answer yes or no questions. We'll continue here in a moment with your phone calls, but Dale, you actually wanted to share your Ouija board story.
Sure. I mean, I guess I got kind of inspired by Jane's little thing. I'll do my Ouija board experience.
All right.
And I don't know what to make of it. I it's one of these things I don't know what to think.
How old were you?
I was pretty young. I was in grammar school. I remember I was young enough to be very, very upset by this experience and to take it very, very.
What were your religious beliefs, if any, at the time?
I would say, I guess I was technically still being, you know, I guess I was still technically basically a Christian.
Okay.
But I don't know really what I don't know. I mean, I guess I was kind of still fairly open-minded and everything at the time. And, young enough that I was still, I don't think I was like pre-Santa Claus age. I think I was pretty young, but, you know.
Not that young.
So tell me about what happened.
Okay, so a spirit claimed to be, I can't remember his name and everything.
You and your friends? I mean, how many friends?
My dad was there, and my stepmother. It was like me and my dad, and I don't remember if my stepmother was in on it.
Okay.
Using the Ouija board. And we were asking the spirit questions. The spirit claimed to be an executioner. Like, that's what he was in his life. You know, he asked him what his occupation was. And, you know, my dad was asking him, so, you know, you were just the tool or something. You weren't the, you know, like, not the judge, jury, and executioner, obviously, just the, you know, whatever. And that was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Did you have, like, candles lit? Was it dark in the room?
No, I don't think it was, actually. I think we had all the lights on and everything. To my recollection, I think we just had all the lights. And at one point my mom had just given away our dog to go in this home, to live in this home out in the country. And, you know, she claimed that we were not taking care of it and everything. It was one of my favorite pets in my memory.
Sparky went to the big ranch.
Shep was a half collie, half German Shepherd mix.
Where he can run and play and frolic with the other dogs and animals at the farm.
So you asked the executioner about Shep?
I asked, how is Shep doing? You know, how is my dog Shep doing? And or is he okay, is what I asked, I believe. And he said, no. No, he's not. And I freaked out. I was crying. I ran away crying and was really depressed for, like, I don't know how long, for days at least, you know. It really was a fairly traumatic experience for me.
And the supposition is...
And then all of a sudden my parents are trying to tell me, Dale, he's probably just messing with us. We don't really know. I mean... or maybe it's not real or something. They were trying to calm me down.
So what are the odds?
Stepmother.
All right. So if it was you and your dad that were on the what do you call that thing? That's
the board.
No. There's something you push around. It has to have a stylus.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like a stylus. I don't remember what it's called.
So if it's just you and your dad,
it could just be a glass. But
yeah, whatever it is. If it's you and your dad that are on the indicator.
Yeah, I think it was just dad. Yeah.
That are touching this. Why would he answer no to that question? I mean, if he were masquerading as this executioner spirit that had taken over,
the story isn't done yet.
I know, but just why would he give the answer of no, which would be very upsetting to you?
As a child. I was traumatized for days at least, and they were trying to, at that point, they were trying to console me and say,
was your dad mean typically to you? Did he do mean things?
No.
No, okay.
No, he played jokes on me, but this did not feel like one. I mean, it's not the kind of thing he would do. I mean, especially like afterward, immediately he was consoling me. He didn't say I was just joking. You know, he didn't say anything like that. Okay. He just said, well, you know, it maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's not really working, or maybe the spirit is really
just playing a joke,
trying to torment you, and it's it's evil spirit or something. And then like it was years later,
So that was it. As soon as you got that no answer, that was the end of that session?
Yes.
It was over. Okay.
Yes, I didn't get on it again that night or any time in the immediate future after that. So years later, I was actually talking to my grandmother, and at this point I was like a teenager or something. Mm-hmm. It was many years later. I was a young adult, but basically. I think I was maybe even 18, 19. Right. Many years later, I asked my, I mentioned this. This came up with my grandmother. She said, "Dale, we never did tell you, but when Shep was being taken to the new home, he jumped out of the car and got hit by a car. Like he was dead.
Oh man!
Within a couple of days of when he left, within the day he left, he jumped out of the car and tried to run back to our house and got hit by a car.
Jeez.
Sad story.
Yeah."
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say, like, you did the Ouija board again and the executioner came back or
something like that.
No, okay.
No, it was just one of those things that, like, it was right. And, yeah.
What does that make you think? I mean, what do you think?
It doesn't make me think. I don't know what to think about it.
I mean, reflecting now.
Because I'm trying to picture, like, it's like you said, I can't picture my dad making it say no, period.
And he never came clean either way.
He never did have to say anything about it ever again.
Spooky stuff.
He tried to play it down, if anything. Yeah. Like, oh, no, it doesn't mean anything. You know,
if your stepmom was on, was your dad and your stepmom, correct?
She probably knew about Shep as well.
If she was in on the touching, which you don't recall whether she was or not.
I don't think she was. I think it was just me and my dad.
But if she was there, would she have been likely to do something mean like that?
No, I don't think so. No, I really don't think so.
Yeah,
I
don't know. What this draws me to, once again, is the Santa Claus Easter Bunny analogy, where parents tell lies to their kids, for entertainment value.
But this is not. You don't make your kid angry.
I don't know
sad
who his dad is, and his dad told
he
him.
He knows
the truth.
Who his dad is.
His dad told him the truth. Shep wasn't doing well.
Right.
He was road meat. So
was the executioner that told him.
My dad was controlling it subconsciously. Did my dad say no? And not meaning to consciously say no, but maybe subconsciously, because there's no doubt that thing gets pushed by people.
Clearly.
I mean, you move it without realizing it. They've done a lot of studies that you move things without realizing it. There's another thing you do where you
how
hold,
could you move it without
you
realizing
hold something
it?
That hang it from a string and it starts moving eventually. Well, yeah, your hand's moving it. If you imagine it moving in a certain direction, but don't consciously do it, you are moving your hand and making it move.
1-800-259-9231. You can
the other thing
control.
I was thinking of was campfire stories. I mean, parents love to scare, and older people love to scare the crap out of younger
it's
people
true.
Campfire stories.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231. But how many people tell campfire stories about their dogs getting killed? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your story if you want. Take control of the airwaves.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about dancing at the Jefferson Memorial being illegal or weird stuff like Ouija boards. That's what we've been talking about here in your experiences with them. One caller talking about levitating tables, very persuasive experiences people are having. Of course, the skeptics are, I'm sure their ears are all a perk, and they're very, very upset that that we would even broach such a subject.
Well, you know, I mean, what are you going to say to, for instance, Gene, the Christian anarchist, or Dale's story here? You have people's stories.
I'm skeptical, by the way, myself. I'm not a believer in ghosts and stuff like that. Just so you know, I'm just saying that's an experience I had, and it was weird. That's all I'm saying.
The experience is what the experience is, as they remember it. I can't. You know, if you don't have video,
yeah.
What can you do if you weren't there? What can you do?
Even video.
In fact, I think it's totally explainable by my dad moving it subconsciously, without consciously meaning to upset me. You know, he honestly believes a spirit is moving that thing, but it's not. A spirit's not moving it. He is. I am, maybe to some extent. And
how do you know he hasn't become a portal for that spirit, the thing from beyond?
I don't ultimately know, but I don't have much reason to believe that. I really don't. Yeah.
you could have just been, if you're talking about the subconscious moving, I don't know, you could just as easily have moved it there because you believed it. It was a fear of yours. So
yeah,
rather than actually knowing
when
what
it started
was.
Moving in that direction, maybe I'm, you know, just, you know, in moving it, you know.
I don't claim to know anything
about realizing it. Because,
right.
You know, I'm starting to believe, oh, it's saying no, and I'm, you know. You don't consciously push it, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, they've done studies. People move those things. You are moving it, you know, and if you have multiple people, you know, touching the thing, then it doesn't take much. The point of those things, it takes so little effort at all to get them to move. You know, you don't have to push on it with any effort. It will move with just a little bit of, you know, one direction or another, it's going to start moving. And, you know,
we'll go to you and your thoughts here in a moment.
Well, I want to point out real quick that discounting someone's experience is a surefire way or at least darn close to surefire, to get them to ignore the rest of the things you say after you discount their experience. Mm. If you don't get in their world and experience their thing, they don't care what you have to say.
Right. You know, when the guy called in over the, I think it was on Saturday night about this, brought up the tables, maybe it was Friday, whatever, whenever they called in, the gentleman called,
I think it's Saturday,
saying that the reason I picked on him versus Gene the Christian Anarchist was because this guy called the claim that he did it all scientific. Like, yeah, we had scientific tests of the, you know, table
scientific
levitation.
Scientific tests without video.
Right, and I said, wait, where's your evidence? Where is your scientific report? Where's your video footage of this? How can we duplicate your supposedly scientific tests? So essentially I was calling him out on his claim that it was in any way scientific, the tests that were done. If you want to call and claim that you had a personal experience, I can't discount that. I can't say anything to that. Like Michelle Seven, you know, told me her story about when she believed she, you know, essentially had a conversation with God. I have no reason to disbelieve what it is that she experienced. I mean, things like that can be very, very
intense
and interesting. And I, again, let's go to you and your thoughts, your stories. Chris is listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just calling to. I called last week and talked about a passage in the Bible. I found it. It's Matthew 6:5, and it goes something like this. Written by Matthew, so I'm sure Jesus didn't say these exact same words. I'm sure, like, you know, it's through a friend. It goes like this: "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." And basically what that says to me is that a synagogue is like a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the church has a saying, what would Jesus do? And what I think Jesus would do would be to oppose the church.
It sure sounds like he's no fan of praying in public. That much I understand.
Well,
it was for it was not very sincere, right? It was for show. It was for other people to see more than for God to communicate, more than to communicate with God.
Also, at the time frame, you're talking about 2,000 years ago, a person may get more public stature for being pious and standing in on a street corner and praying. People may look at him, oh, there's a pious man. Whereas now, if you stand in a street corner and pray, people kind of move around you because you're weird.
So, look like a lunatic.
For the purpose that Jesus is talking about here, which is to get the admiration of man, you're not going to get that anymore. So I don't know that this really applies very much.
Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Arad, listening in Georgia. Arad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Arad, in Georgia.
No, Erod.
Erod, what's on your mind? I apologize.
Hey, you know, it's kind of ironic you're talking about Ouija board. Let me tell you about my experience. And first of all, I guess I want to, you know, source credibility. First of all, I'm as stable as you want to get, okay? I'm an engineering discipline. You know, I'm trained to think, you know, logically and rationally. But I recall my brother and I, in fact, my sisters as well, you know, and I was probably about 10, 11, 12, something like that, but we were playing on the Ouija board, and I swear to you that we were playing on this thing, and that thing moved. And, you know, like, I'm in my 50s now, and every now and then I'll get with my brother. I'm in Georgia. He's in Arizona. We'll go to our mother's, you know, holiday or something like this, and we'll talk about old times. I mean, and we swear to each other that we were not moving this thing. And by the way, I mean, he's got a PhD in physics, okay, Caltech, and we're sitting here and we're talking about our experiences as, you know, as 10, 11, 12-year-old, and that thing actually moved on its own.
Are you saying
you're saying you weren't touching it and it moved?
No. We were touching it.
Okay, then it moves, yeah.
But it would move. It would spell out things. As a matter of fact,
I know.
That Ouija board would spell out, if we ask it, who are you? And you know what it spelled out?
Shahem Fresh.
It spelled out a name of a dead actor who actually played on these Lay's commercials, these Lay's potato chips commercial.
But you didn't know who the actor's name was at the time?
You know what? At the time, none of us were thinking about it, but, you know, we recognized it after it spelled it out. And then we asked.
I would have been more impressed if you hadn't recognized it and you looked it up on the internet later. Because the fact that you recognized it meant that it especially was in your subconscious.
I'm 50 years old. There was no internet. Okay.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah. There was no internet. Okay. And so, you know, we ask it, where are you? And it's spelled out H E L L. You know what? You know, I wouldn't poo poo this, honestly. I'm as rock solid, stable as you want to get.
That doesn't mean that your brother's not.
You don't have to be unstable to be, you know, to subconsciously move a thing and think that it moved on its own.
No. You see, and that's just it. You know, that's why I kind of really hate even saying these stories to anybody because they think they make up all kind of different things. Oh, you're probably this, you're probably that. Look, man.
You know what? You're not being open minded.
Here's
the problem. You're not being open minded.
I'm not being open minded.
You've jumped to a conclusion about what happened without considering all the possibilities of what could have happened.
Okay, now tell me, what is the possibility? After 40 years, my brother and I are still playing games. I moved it or he moved it, and he's still trying to trick me.
That's possible. I wouldn't go for that story.
It doesn't even have to be that. You could have both moved it and not realized it. Without a doubt, you're moving that thing.
You know what? No. You know what? Please, no. You know what? I don't know what's going on, but I think there really is something about that Ouija board.
I can't discount your belief system. I think you need to get one for Porkfest. Hey, thanks. Dale needs a reunion with the Ouija board. All right, man. Chef. Thanks for the call, dude. Yeah, Chef. We're coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website. And we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and podcast and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, as in fact we're preparing for a trip to New York City here in a few weeks. Probably less than a few weeks, like two-ish weeks from now.
I think it was 18 days last I looked.
Yeah. So we're going to be up there doing our thing, and we'll find some of our wonderful co-hosts to come in and continue hosting the show, so you will not get any refed programming. You will not get any repeats. You will get fresh content from us even while we're not on the program, because we're going to be schmoozing it with the industry bigwigs at the Talkers New Media Seminar in Manhattan. So it's thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for making it possible for us to visit these industry conventions, which I think are very important for Free Talk Live.
I'd have to say that that's true. I don't know how many stations we add as a result. This is sort of a brand-building exercise.
Yeah, you don't go there and expect to sign an agreement with a radio station while you're there, but you do go and press the flesh with the industry big-timers, and that makes a difference in the long run, those people knowing who you are.
Yeah, but, I mean, for people have to take the show seriously. There are plenty of sort of, you know, little radio shows out there, done on the internet, done on small stations, done on small networks. Lots of people want to break into the big time, and because of the amplifiers, I think Free Talk Live has is either broken or is breaking into.
We're faking it till we're making it.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
All right, so we'll continue here. So thanks to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you can become one over at amp.freetalklive.com. Going to Matt, listening in Illinois on the AMP lines. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark, Dale, and Ian.
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
First off, the word you're looking for in terms of Ouija boards is a planchette. That is the thing that goes on the Ouija board with the little hole in it that points out the letters.
Yep. Planchette.
Now, you know this because you did you actually wrote a novel about Ouija board experiments gone awry or something like that, right?
That is correct, and that's why I called. I figured as long as you were talking about Ouija boards, I'd call and shamelessly promote my book, which is called The Ouijiers. And at one time it was available at your website. But if you just do a search for the Ouijas, you will find it.
What was the dedicated URL for the Ouijas on Free Talk Live?
I think it was book.freetalklive.com.
It's possible it's still there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either that or ebook.freetalklive.com.
I think book.freetalklive might take you to Freekeen's website, but I'm not positive on that. But can you get it through Amazon, Matt?
No, it's okay. Only available on a... actually, it's my brother's website. So,
gotcha.
Or you can also go to zanderblesman.com and get it there. That's ZanderBlesman.com.
It is actually at ebook.freetalklive.com.
So why, Matt, would somebody want to go do this? I mean, what is your experience with Ouija boards? Have you ever had one personally?
Yes, I've had personal experiences with the Ouija board. In fact, I had an experience quite similar to Gene's.
Ebook works, by the way. Ebook.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. So your experience was with the table levitating?
No, bad, but, actually I wasn't using Ouija boards, but it was a very spiritual, experience that I had, and it actually did the opposite for me than what it did for Gene, whereas Gene, says he became a Christian because of that, it turned me away from organized religion.
Hmm.
So unless Why? He's a Christian in terms of, you know, not in terms of organized religion, which is different, for me, it really, really turned me off to organized religion, the spiritual experience that I had as a child.
So what, how moving was this for you? Who were you participating with? Was it family members, friends? Who was doing this with you?
It was all by myself. It was on my own.
Really? Okay, so you said it wasn't even a Ouija board. What was this method for you? What happened?
I was just meditating, and I started meditating, trying to move things, I fell out of bed because the bed started moving. It scared the hell out of me. It made it so I no longer meditated anymore for a long time.
Now, you weren't at a cheap motel with the fingers,
magic fingers,
magic fingers.
No, I was in my own bedroom at home.
Okay.
Wow. You say? Yeah. One's experience is what one's experience is.
So you're there alone in your room. You are on your bed. You are meditating, sitting in like what, an Indian kind of position or something?
I was actually laying down. I was doing some very deep meditations, mm-hmm. some very deep breathing exercises, and I started. I was trying to have an out of body experience, and the bed just lifted up and knocked me right off, and I fell to the ground.
Oh,
and
wow!
Looked, and it was really, really scary. So,
you know,
I never really
that reminds me of
talked
a
about it.
Very vivid dream I had. I just assume it was a vivid dream. I have no reason to think much otherwise. But a very vivid dream I had where I was I was imagining myself levitating, you know, in my bed. And I was young, and I would always sort of like experiment with stuff like that and everything. And I shot up, like, almost right up to the ceiling. It felt like I did, and it scared the crap out of me. Like I wasn't doing it, like something else was doing it, you know?
That's creepy.
Yeah, it scared the crap out of me, but
But that you thought that was a dream.
I assumed it's
Whereas, Matt, you are certain you are awake for this this experience.
Oh, yeah, I was very much, very much awake and aware of what was going on, and I looked over at the bed, and there it was kind of about 2 inches off the ground, just kind of shaking for about 2 or 3 seconds, and then it came down with a thud.
This was after you'd been thrown from the bed, so you were on the floor at this point looking up at the bed levitating?
Correct.
Did your parents not notice a bed thudding in the bedroom? Because it would seem like, you know, a bed is a pretty large object, and it would make a heck of a loud noise. What's the explanation for that?
They did notice it, yes. My mother yelled upstairs, "What the hell are you doing up there?"
That's a good
Nothing,
question.
Mom.
So
it happened afterwards, yes.
What at that point did you continue down this road of meditation? I mean, you said you were trying to move things when you were meditating. Was it your intention to move the bed, or were you just trying to move something in general, and that's what moved? How did that work out?
At that point in time, as I recall it, I started getting these feelings that someone or something was looking for me. It was very, very paranoid feelings. And this is before I ever did any kind of drugs. And so I started getting these very weird paranoid feelings, and it scared me, and so I stopped. I just said, no, that's it. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to because I got scared. I didn't. I don't know that I'd be able to deal with it now as an adult if this started happening. So
So you tried to stop, but then things kept going, or what happened? I'm confused.
No, I stopped. I stopped meditating, and it just stuff just went away, and I just went on with my teenage life, and then. A couple of years later, I started doing drugs, and I didn't need to meditate anymore.
So, wow. Now all we need is an alien abduction story and a good Sasquatch sighting.
We need our bell, right? I mean, this is I think it's interesting. I think people's experiences...
I have to tell you another... I did a practical joke with a Ouija board once. It was pretty funny, too.
I think people's experiences are very interesting, and especially when they are so just... unbelievable. I mean, the whole idea that, you know, you were thrown from your bed, that's a pretty big
story.
Yeah,
it's still kind of hard for me to believe that it actually happened, and sometimes I try to rationalize it. At one time, I remember thinking, well, maybe there was an earthquake that happened that night, or maybe something else happened, or you know, but I experienced what I experienced, and that's how it is, and I just got to accept it.
Now, has there been something since then? Was there something with your drug experiences that was similar, or, I mean, why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, at one time I was tripping real hard on LSD, and I saw Jesus floating above me, and actually talked to him for a couple of minutes. And
did he tell you not to do LSD anymore, son?
No, I don't.
Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You too can see Jesus.
800-259-9231. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. And if you're going to do drugs, we recommend harm reduction techniques like going to arrowid.org and doing some research first. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.